Thank you for calling customer support. This is Jasmine, the floor supervisor. How can I help you?
Yes, Jasmine, my name is Marianne King. And starting back in May, with a follow-up of three other calls, I called, and apparently you're the third-party people, but I called Convenience Garden Club, and they are issuing my husband, Stephen, who's that's the name on the account, a refund for $67.32. And starting back in May, I keep getting the same delay that they're going to send it, and they never have done that. And I have a case number of KC021 that was assigned to this account. And I am wondering what's happening with that refund, why we have not yet received it. We get the same runaround every time that, yes, they're going to be sending it 3 to 5 days and whatever, and that just has not happened. So what I am looking for is, first of all, the address, the email address that it would be coming from, so I know exactly what to look for because we get a lot of spam. And so that I won't miss the $67.32 e-check.
You said so. Okay. What's your name again, ma'am?
My name is Mary Ann King, and I'm calling on behalf of Stephen King, my husband, that the account is under.
Will you verify the mailing address?
916 Barnhart Road, Linden, Washington.
Okay.
98264.
And that email address, please.
STEMARKING 7@gmail.com.
Okay. So I do have that account. It does show that you paid $7.95 shipping and handling for the Platinum Ultra smartwatch. Then the terms and conditions states that you were enrolled into that factory savings club and you were charged the $67.32 and you mm-hmm. called in and canceled that and requested a refund and you said that you have not received that refund.
Exactly.
Okay. If you will hold for just a moment while I review that account.
Thank you.
Okay, ma'am, I'm still here just trying to finish reviewing that account. If you would give me just one more moment, please. Okay, ma'am. So you spoke with about three agents today.
You are the third.
Okay. So you're supposed to be, they couldn't refund it back to the account. So they're issuing an e-check.
An e-check, yes, because they couldn't send it back and attach it to my credit card account.
Okay.
So they're sending an e-check.
Okay. So, yeah, so I do see where they have, gone ahead and submitted that request today.
Now, have they submitted it before?
I do see where they tried to go ahead and like send it back to the account, and that it failed for some
That
reason. So
failed.
that's why, let me see. So after that.
But that happened back on May the 31st when I first called. And he tried to get it done. And I said, okay, we can't do it that way, so we're going to send an e-check. So wait for 3 to 5 days. And that's been a long time now. So the same thing keeps getting told to me every time. And so what I'm questioning now is, first of all, if they did send it and I missed it on e-check, because I would be checking my email account for the e-check to come through so I can transfer that to my bank. And I have not seen that, but I want to make sure I don't miss it. So I am also looking for the email account of the sending party so that I know what to look for.
Okay, because see, it doesn't tell us, you know, the name, what name it will be under, because like I said, we're with a third party call center.
Well, that's
So.
what I've heard 3 times now today. So I don't know how that works, but I would assume that they would give you that information.
No, I don't have it. The only thing I can do is I can try to get you connected with my supervisor, but it doesn't show what name
Well,
will be coming on the email.
okay. So, all right. So, what are you telling me that you are going to be doing today that hasn't already been done?
I can just, you know, make sure that that e-check has been processed for you.
Okay, and are you looking at to see if it has been processed?
I do
And
see
then,
where it was submitted, but like I said, I can go ahead and reach out to someone, you know, above me just to make sure.
well, that'll be the fourth time I've been explaining my situation. Can you tell them the situation and just transfer?
Well, I was going to just reach
Okay.
out to them, but if you want to speak with them, that's fine. Hold just a moment. Okay, ma'am, I'm still here. If you would just hold just a moment, please. Okay, ma'am, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, they have noted. I spoke with my supervisor, and it's saying that something was going on with your email that was unable to verify. So that's why they had to go ahead and resubmit that request today.
Okay. So is it now correct?
Mm-hmm. I'm showing the one that you verified today is S-T-E.
S-T-E, as in Steve.
Right. Marking, mm-hmm. M-A-R-K-I-N-G, 7 at gmail.com.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's what is showing on the account now.
Okay, well, that's a current, and it is an active email account, so there should be no problem.
Okay. Well, so they've got it submitted today.
They did submit it today.
Mm-hmm. They have it submitted today.
Is it coming through today, then? Should I be seeing this today? Or is it another 3 to 5 days?
No. Once they submit it, it takes about 7 to 10 business days to receive the e-check.
7 to 10 business days. So the first day they did it on May 31st, then we're saying that this has been delay until now, which is another 7 to 10 days.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand my frustration?
Right. So once they submitted that first one.
Okay, there is another problem.
They submitted the first one. They have to confirm that the first one wasn't used first. So that's why it's taking longer. They have to start over with that process.
Well, okay, I guess I'm unsure, because the same thing that they got the first time is what they've got today for an email address.
Okay, ma'am. Well, I'm not sure what happened. It's just saying that they couldn't verify the email address.
Well, I have no idea why, because if they couldn't verify it on May 31st, then they can't verify it again today, because it's the same email. So what is the problem with the verification that we can take care of today so that this does not happen again, so that I don't have to wait another 3 weeks? Is there a problem with the email? Ma'am? Hello?
Yes, can you hear me now?
Yes.
So I was saying, you know, I have the email that you verified today. I'm not sure what happened, you know, when they tried to submit it previously, because I wasn't the one who tried it to do. So I don't know if it was an error when submitting it or what happened.
Okay.
But we have it now, and they have resubmitted it.
I'm going to ask you to do something. Being that we have waited this long, and I'm sure that you would like to see us use your services again for this company, I would like to have that put a rush put on that, as we used to have to do for medical procedures. I would like to have a rush put on that, and I would like to see that come through within 24 to 48 hours, not 3 to 7 to 10 days. And if not, I'm going to have to take steps to report that I think this is a fraudulent company. So I'm going to give you that time, and if there is a rush that can be put on that, then all the better.
Okay.
And so I will go from there, and I will be looking for some kind of an email that says that there is an e-check for 6732. And if not, I will call back and let you know what I'm proceeding to do legally.
Okay, well, all I can do is submit that request for you, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support.
You
have a great night.
And what's your name?